The First Christmas. The story of Jesus began in Palestine nearly 2,000 years ago. In the town of Nazareth, there lived a young girl called Mary, who was engaged to be married to Joseph, the carpenter. Early one evening, when Mary was alone in her room saying her prayers, the angel Gabriel appeared before her out of the twilight. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I have come to you as a messenger from God. I am to tell you that you have been chosen to be the mother of Jesus, and that all the world will know the child as the Son of God." Meanwhile, far away in Rome, the Emperor Caesar Augustus ordered that the whole of his great empire should be taxed. Everyone in Palestine had to return to the place their family came from in order to be registered. Joseph was of the family of King David, so he and his new wife Mary had to travel to Bethlehem, King David's ancient city. It was a long journey through dry and barren countryside. Mary rode on a donkey, and Joseph walked ahead to lead the way. Mile after mile they walked, and all the time the sun beat down on them. At last they reached their journey's end. It was nightfall, and the town was thronged with people who had come to be registered. Joseph led the donkey through the narrow, crowded streets, searching for somewhere to rest for the night. But every inn and every lodging house was full. Tired and hungry, Joseph and Mary were beginning to despair when a friendly innkeeper took pity on them.
"I'm afraid I can't offer you a proper bed," he said. "There's no room at the inn. But you could spend the night in the stable. The roof is good, and the straw is warm and dry."
Mary and Joseph thanked him for his kindness, and the innkeeper led the way to his stable. In Chaldea, a country far from Palestine, were three wise and learned men who studied the stars as they moved across the heavens. One evening, as the three wise men were looking towards the east, they noticed a star they had never seen before, and realizing it heralded the birth of a great king, decided to follow where it led. The star lit the way towards Jerusalem. When at last they arrived, they went straight to King Herod's palace and asked to see him.
"Where is the child who is born to be Christ the King?" they asked. "We saw his star rise in the east, and we have come to pay homage to him."
Herod was furious when he heard this news, but he hid his feelings from the three wise men.
"What do the ancient prophets tell us?"
he asked the chief priests.
"They say that Christ the King will be born in Bethlehem."
Then Herod ordered the three wise men to go and search for the child.
"When you have found him, report back to me," he said, "so that I may go and worship him."
The three wise men left Jerusalem, and still the bright star guided them on their way. Sheltering from the heat by day, they travelled by night so as to follow where it led. In the fields outside Bethlehem, some shepherds were minding their sheep. The night air was chill, and the sky was full of stars. Suddenly, a dazzling light shone down on them from the heavens, and a strange figure appeared.
"Don't be frightened," said the angel Gabriel. "I am God's messenger, and I have come to bring you joyful news for the whole world to share. Jesus, the Son of God, will be born tonight in the city of David. You will find the newborn baby in a stable, lying in a manger." And as the shepherds stood on the hillside, the whole sky was suddenly filled with light. Where there had been one angel, now there were thousands, all singing, "Glory be to God in heaven, and on earth peace and goodwill to all men." At last the light faded, and the heavenly music came to an end. The shepherds stood in silence as the last notes lingered in the air. Then one of them spoke. "Let us go to Bethlehem," he said, "to welcome Jesus, who is Christ the Lord." So they left their sheep in the fields and hurried down from the hills towards the town. In Bethlehem, Mary lay down to sleep on the bed of straw that the innkeeper had made for her. Suddenly she cried out, and Joseph took her in his arms to comfort her. "God's child is coming," she said. And so it was that Mary gave birth to her son in the stable. She held him close while Joseph took his cloak and made blankets for the baby. Mary wrapped her son in the warm woolen cloth and laid him in the manger. When the shepherds arrived in Bethlehem, they found their way to the innkeeper's stable. In the dim light, they saw the donkey, an ox, and some cattle, all staring gently at the newborn baby. Thus it was that the first people to pay their respects to the Son of God were not kings, or princes, or men of power, but simple shepherds. After them came the three wise men, following their guiding star. When they saw Jesus, they were overjoyed, because they knew that he was the king that the prophecies had foretold. Bowing low, they offered him kingly gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. Mary and Joseph kept the baby safe until he grew into a young man. But as the years passed, they never forgot the wondrous day Jesus was born, the very first Christmas Day. Thank you.